Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Church Bible in a Year podcast. It is a true honor and privilege to be able to go through Scripture together. Before we begin today, let's just say a short prayer to focus our hearts and minds towards the Lord. Father, we ask you today to open our ears to hear all that you want to speak to us and open our eyes to see all that you want to reveal to us. We know that there is life-giving, transforming power in Scripture, so we surrender to your Holy Spirit now as we listen to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Day number 113, 1 Chronicles chapter 1, Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabtah, Raamah, and Sabteca. The sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuim, Pathruism, Kashluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Jether, and Meshach. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Jokam fathered Almodad, Sheleth, Hazar Maveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Ibim-El, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nibiroth and Kedar, Adbil, Mipsham, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keterah, Abraham's concubine, Shebor, Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shura. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, Eldaa. All these were the descendants of Keterah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gadam, Kenaz, and of Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizaz. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anan, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Horai, and Hemam. The Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shifu, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon, Aya, and Ana. The sons of Ana, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Ishman, Ithran, and Chiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Ze'alvan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, the name of his city being Dinhaba. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozra, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Shimlah of Masrekah reigned in his place. Shimlah died, and Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pi, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Madred, the daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jeheth, Oholabama, Elah, Pinan, Kenaz, Teman, Mizbar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom. 1 Chronicles chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three Bathsheba, the Canaanite, bore to him. Now Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all: the sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hamul; the sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcul, and Dara, five in all; the son of Carmi, Akkun, the troubler of Israel who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing; and Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron that were born to him: Jerahmeel, Ram, Calebi. Ram fathered Aminadab fathered Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn; Abinadab, the second; Simeah, the third; Nathaniel, the fourth; Radai, the fifth; Ozem, the sixth; David, the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Ashiel, three. Abigail bore Amasas, and the father of Amasas was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb the son of Hezron fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jeriah, and these were her sons: Jeshur, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. Afterwards, Hezron went in to the daughter of Maker, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jairah, Kenah, and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Maker, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn; Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel also had another wife, whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Aban and Molad. The sons of Nadab: Selad and Apiam. And Selad died childless. The sons of Ephiam: Ishai, the son of Ishai; Shishan, the son of Shishan; Aliah. The sons of Jada: Shemaiah's brother, Jether, and Jonathan. And Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth, and Zazu. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters, but Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jara. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jara, his slave, and she bore him Atiah. And Atiah fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephiel, and Ephiel fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elisha. Elisha fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechamiah, and Jechamiah fathered Elishahama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, Mareshiah, the firstborn, who fathered Ziph. The son of Mareshiah, Hebron. The son of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rekem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkiam. And Rekem fathered Shemaiah, the son of Shemaiah, Maon, and Maon fathered Bethzer. Ephah, also Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez. And Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jedai, Rejim, Jotham, Gisham, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaf. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Sheaph, the father of Madmanah, Sheba, the father of Machbanah, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, and the father of Kiriath Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haruf, the father of Beth Gader. Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, had other sons, Haroiah, half of the Manuoth, and the clans of the Kirithites Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Ishtaolites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophilites, Othroth Beth, Joab, and the half of Manahathites, the Zorites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sakathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our Bible in a Year audio podcast. I want to encourage you to take what you've heard today and apply it into your life, to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Remember, we are called to be disciples, not just converts. So we pray like Jesus prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That means if God's kingdom comes, then the enemy's kingdom has to go. So let's take what we've heard and what we've learned and go be a light in this dark world. God bless, and we'll see you again tomorrow.